start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. New York, New York, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Well, this episode of Mike Crispy on a Friday. My voice is good. It's good. It's good. I was doing the very heavy emphasis in the start. We are going to break down the historic day yesterday at Madison Square Garden. I can't believe I still have a voice. Me and Frankie were there all day, all night, partying in New York City with 100,000 of our closest friends. It was an unbelievable time. Probably my second favorite Trump rally of all time. I've been to over 20 of them, but my favorite was obviously Wildwood, New Jersey. But it was historic. It was amazing. And I want to welcome you guys in. We're going to talk all about it. Let's get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big show for you today. I can't even be as excited as I want to be. Host MSG, I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be to it. Let's go. Well, hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York on this amazing Monday, October 28th. I don't even know what day it is because usually Trump rallies are on Saturdays, but this one was on Sunday. So usually I sleep all day on the Sunday because I'm out for, 14 hours straight working. But we're right back to it. We're working. We're here. And a man who went to his first ever Trump rally in person. He was kind of tired this morning, just a little bit. He had himself a day. Producer Frankie, how you doing? First Trump rally. How you feeling?
Fantastic, Mike. What a time. Great time. You know, it's funny because, I've done so many rallies from here in the studio, but I'm, you know, I have a full, you know, view that's constant. Like I'm like as if I'm there, you know? So it's like, I'm there and like, I'm actually there and it almost feels like I've been there, but I definitely haven't. It was almost like a surreal experience. Pretty awesome. Almost didn't make it, but pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it really was unbelievable. I mean, it was just unlike anything. Again, I've been to so many of these things and I've never seen one that was as packed in as that one ever. I mean, just the way that people were like flooding to try to get into it. They said there was over 100,000 people outside. That's confirmed because they literally did like, you know, like the geofence cell phone data thing. And they said over 100,000 cell phones were basically pinging, you know, right in the vicinity of Madison Square Garden on any, unlike anything they've ever seen. The venue like held like 17,000, but they had over 20,000 in there. It was unbelievable. They say it was the biggest event ever in the history of Madison Square Garden, and the fake news could not stand it. You know that they are salty today because it was like the headline in CBS. I was reading it this morning. It was like, Trump apparently sells out Madison Square Garden. So, apparently.
They needed a second, a whole second stadium for the overflow. Apparently. A whole second stadium, Mike. There's 20,000 seats in MSG.
Thank you. The cops told me legitimately, this was not a joke. They said that he could have sold it out three times with as many people. They said that it could have been filled 3x, which is really, really unbelievable. So MSNBC melting down. The common theme was, and obviously coordinated theme, they had planned for this. They knew that this was going to be a sellout. They knew this was going to be a raucous house. They knew that this was going to make President Trump look great. They knew this was going to have so many people, millions of people say, you know what? If all these people in New York City could come out for Trump and MAGA, then I can be MAGA too. I don't have to hide it anymore. If all those people could do that, then that unlocks millions of more people to come out and support Trump. And that is a domino effect. That is a snowball effect. That is why the rally was so brilliantly done. They said Trump had been like fixated on doing a rally at Madison Square Garden for months now. And I get it. I mean, the guy is the master showman. And I mean, we'll talk about it. It's even like more like a RNC convention with all the speakers. But they really, I said to Frank, I said, man, you really got your money's worth, free ticket. You really got your money's worth in your first rally. Because I think that's as many speakers in all of the 20 rallies I've been to combined. So crazy. But to get started here, MSNBC absolutely melting down spontaneously. They had a coordinated attack on Trump to call it the Hitler rally. Roll it, Frankie.
But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally. A rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct.
What does this have to do with it?
That backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities, and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
Oh my goodness, disgusting, disgusting. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So all the people, Frankie, like, so, oh, you know, only President Trump is related to Hitler for Madison Square Garden rallies, not the fact that Jimmy Carter had a event there and accepted a nomination there. That wasn't Hitler-like. Now, the fact that Bill Clinton also had a major event there, Ronald Reagan, I think, also was there. And actually, famously, you know, the closest thing that resembled the Hitler rally was 1924 when the Democrats had their nominating convention. I think it was 1924 or sometime. And it was, they called it the Klan Bake because it was all the Ku Klux Klan people. It was the Democrat National Convention, Frankie. And Roger Stone was telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, like the two events that have happened that have been so infamous and like you know, in terms of a bad way in Madison Square Garden was the Hitler rally, sorry, the Nazi rally, and then also the Clan Bake, which was the DNC in like 19 whatever. And they were all Ku Klux Klansmen who descended upon New York City for the Democrat National Convention. That's the history of their party. In the crowd, obviously, at this rally, we had people from all different stripes, all different walks of life. And obviously, we were all united around one mission, to make America great again. And you know what? We're winning. The more hysterical they get, the more we are winning. Here's Morning Joe. They seem a little defeated. Roll it.
I think a lot of people are seeing that rally at Madison Square Garden, seeing all those people. Doesn't mean he's going to win the race. But my point is, it's discouraging that so many people would gather and rally to hate speech in America. That
you've been to a Kamala rally, bitch?
And it hurts that people who have family in Puerto Rico, who are Puerto Rican Americans, who are American citizens, are hearing hate like that.
Spare me. You know, when Kamala yells at the podium, never again what? Not have illegals and have lower prices? Never again will those mortgage rates ever be down. Frank, yes. I know you want to say something.
Well, I just have like, you know, it's like Dominion sued the crap out of every news organization that mentioned their name. At what point does Trump have the grounds to sue these networks for every penny that they have? I mean, this is like, there's no words for it. It's like you watch these things. Like, me and you, we're at the rally. We see the love. We see this beautiful event that went on. And then you see what they talk about. It's like, this is legal? I mean, First Amendment, we like that. But you can't keep calling yourself a news organization. This is not news. This is propaganda.
And they say, you know, it's funny is that those people are the ones who are considered serious journalists. But like people like me and Frankie, they'll call, they're like fringe right wing podcasters. That's what they'll write in the papers about us, like when I make news. But yes, this is a meltdown of epic proportions. This is what they do when they're losing. They revert to the racism. Kamala is very hateful. Kamala wants to silence free speech. Kamala stands for things that are just fundamentally in violation of the Constitution. And everybody in that rally last night, they say one thing above all else. Donald Trump wants to restore and protect the Constitution. He wants to hand more rights back to you. He wants to enable you to, you know, own your guns, pay less in taxes. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like a horrible fascist, right, Frankie? Yeah. Worst fascist ever. AOC got in on the meltdown. Roll, Frankie.
So, So Congressman, last night, right here in New York City, your hometown, Donald Trump held a packed rally at Madison Square Garden, and a number of speakers used downright racist and offensive language, no more so than the so-called comedian who said that Puerto Rico was an island of garbage. Can you just give us your reaction to what you heard last night, just hours and hours of frankly, hate, and what, frankly, how it could electrify this electorate?
Well, there's a couple of things. As you mentioned, this was a hate rally. This was not just a presidential rally. This was also not just a campaign rally. I think it's very important for people to understand that these are mini January 6th rallies. These are mini Stop the Steal rallies. These are rallies to prime an electorate into rejecting the results of an election if it doesn't go the way that they want. Because Donald Trump and that entire cadre of people up on that stage, Stephen Miller, et cetera, do not respect the law of the United States of America. And they either want to win this election or they are using rhetoric of taking it by force. That is what this, that is what they mean.
And Frankie, I mean, it is unbelievable. They go, they don't have respect for the rule of law. I think it was your party that locked up our guy. They arrested him for you locked up our guy four times. Did we have another mini January 6th over it? No, we've kind of just taken it. It is unbelievable. Do we have the Frankie? Did you rip in the David Rem clip?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. We're gonna get to that. Because I want to like get to that. But now we're gonna get to the rally. Okay, we show you the meltdown. We'll stay in order. Well, we're going to stay in order here and like just show you some of the things. Like, we're showing you the hysteria. We're showing you the vitriol. We're showing you the cartoonish like attack. Again, Frankie and I are not white supremacists or neo-Nazis. Frankie and I, neither of us are even white. Okay, we're both Italian. So we were there. You know, Roger Stone was there holding up Italian for Trump. you know, that wouldn't have been kosher in the, you know, Nazi rally. Oh, by the way, nothing would be kosher at the Nazi rally, but everything was kosher at the Trump rally because we had all the Israel flags. It was a beautiful sight. And, you know, and you had Holocaust survivors there. But we're the Nazis, right? Worst Nazi rally ever. Rudy Giuliani, he got a big ovation, Frankie. I mean, you can just tell, like, who gets ovations.
New York.
I mean, they love him. You know, I'm like, Rudy's getting up there. I mean, we love Rudy. I'm friends with his son. He's getting up there. Rudy's like 80 years old. He is 80 years old. He turned 80. He's about to be 81, I think. So he is getting up there, but he can still bring it. And it's funny, they make fun of Rudy because they're like, oh, you know, Rudy is doing this. Dude is 81 years old. Like, he's kind of ripping it for 81 years old. I mean, come on. Like, could your 81-year-old grandparent do this? I mean, pretty great by Rudy or old Frankie.
We gather here today in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. And this is the most iconic venue of venues in the United States. This is where a Republican's not supposed to come, which is why Donald Trump came here. There's no place in America the president shouldn't be able to come.
Rudy bringing it. Rudy bringing it. So Rudy Giuliani, obviously, there laying down the hammer. And I thought he had great energy. And I think at the end, he was just like, oh, he's just firing up the crowd. So Rudy got it started. Really, I mean, he had like some warm-up speakers and stuff like that. But, you know, once Rudy got on the stage, that was really when the ball started rolling. And when it rolled, I mean, it rolled. Because, I mean, everybody who was anybody was there. Then it went on. Vivek Ramaswamy came out again, I'm just like thinking about the people that, you know, as Frankie and I were sitting there like, who was electrifying the crowd? I'm very mindful of that. Obviously, you know, guys know Wildwood, best rally ever, me. You know, I'm very mindful of, like, what gets the crowd going.
Vivek.
Rudy had the crowd going. And Vivek, what?
Vivek, like, people were literally, I heard people next to me, Mike, they were like, as soon as he got off, they're like, he's just so good. They're all looking around like, Vivek, he's just so good. He just speaks so well.
He really was. So here is a little clip from him. Roll.
If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to grow the economy in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to stay out of World War III in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump. I'm going to give you one more reason to vote Trump, and it's this. It's the one the media in the back, they won't talk about this. But they know it to be true. Donald Trump is actually the president who will unite this country, actually. And we don't talk about that enough. America First includes all Americans, regardless of their race, their gender, or their sexual orientation.
Oh my goodness, that was so Nazi. you had an Indian man up there talking about ideals that could be shared for all people in the country. Wow, oh my goodness. It's comical. And then again, like, you know, the right-wing authoritarians, the Republican Party, oh my goodness. Listen, we are seeing the realignment right now. We are seeing the people who have been like paid to toe a line, and they really don't care about any ideals. They just care about a power center for themselves. Those days are over. I mean, obviously the party's realigning, and when you see people like Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. coming out there speaking at the rally, I mean, how much of a threat to the democracy could this guy be? RFK Jr. is from the most famous family ever in the Democrat Party, and Tulsi Gabbard was once the second in command at the DNC, a rising star. She ran for president as a Democrat in 2020. Like, I mean, oh my goodness, he's crazy. Oh my goodness, I can't believe the Republican Party's been hijacked by all these people who just want to unite the country. Here's RFK Jr. giving some speech.
And I say, I don't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. This is not the party anymore of Martin Luther King, of Robert Kennedy, of John Kennedy. That was the party of peace. It was the party of constitutional rights, of civil rights, of freedom of speech. It was the party that wanted to protect and nurture the middle class. It was the party that stood up to censorship, to surveillance, that stood up to the CIA, to the military complex, military industrial complex. And it was the party that wanted to protect public health and women's sports. My uncle, Ted Kennedy, wrote Title IX, which protected women's sports in college. It was the party that believed in voting rights and fought for the right of every American to vote for the person of their choice. Today's Democratic Party is the party of war. It's the party of the CIA. You had Kamala Harris giving a speech at the Democratic Convention that was written by neocons, that was belligerent, pugnacious, that talked about the domination of the world by the United States through our weapons of war. It's the party.
He was dishing out. I mean, it's like, so like, yeah, that those are the things. That is what was being talked about at the rally. So if you know nothing about American politics and you just turn on MSNBC, you're probably thinking, oh, these guys are crazy. Oh, my goodness. Like that was kind of what you just saw from Vivek and from RFK. That was kind of like, you know, I guess like the themes, like you'll see it more in the show. But then you had like personal stories about Trump. And Frankie and I love this one. This guy's name is David Rem. And he had an amazing story that he told. Frankie told me that he gave it like on RSBN. Like he like randomly, like he was in the crowd. They interviewed him. And then they put him on stage. And this guy, I mean, you love the raw, authentic stories. And just listen to this story. You tell me. Because everyone also said, oh, you know, Trump's family, they were like sympathizers or white supremacists. No. Trump was being loved by everybody before he decided to run for president. Then they slandered all these lies. And these are stories that you would never hear about a Kamala Harris or her family of the past. Father was a Marxist professor. Mother was Canada somewhere. You only hear these stories about the all-American Trump family. This was David Rem. Roll, Frank.
On November 20th, 1974, my father suffered a massive heart attack and died. I went to this Kew Forest school, the same school as our president, Trump, attended. 3 days after my father's burial, there was a knock on the door. One school morning, about 7 a.m., I answered the door. There was a very distinguished gentleman standing in front of me, and he said when I opened the door, kid, call your mom down, please. I called upstairs to my mom, mom, there's some guy here, please come down. And she came down. And he said to her, I'm very sorry to hear about Joseph Rem's death. I'm Fred Trump, Donald's father. And my mom said, yes, I know Donald Trump went to Kew Forest School. He said, yes, Mrs. Rem, but what you probably don't know is that I'm still on the Board of Trustees. And this morning, I let Philip Rogers, who's the headmaster at Kew Forest School, know that from this day forward, I, Fred Trump, out of my own pocket, it's going to be paying for your three children's tuition at Kew Forest because I don't want the kids to have to go back into the public school system. Now, who would do that except the President Trump's father? And the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
That was good. That guy was great. That guy actually got really good. We'll play that. And he said that. He said, again, this guy's not a polished politician. He's just a guy. And he goes, they won't play that. He won't tell my story on the news. It was so good. Guys, we're winning big. It was amazing. We had so much more. Just getting started on our breakdown of all things MSG yesterday. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Boom.
Right.
I'm kind of like floating through life today. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Frank, you know, Frankie goes to bed at 9 p.m.
Hey.
So, you know,
I was like, talking about my wife.
Frankie, it was a long night for Frankie. So Once it's 9:07, that's a long night.
I'll give you my reaction about the during the next break. We'll talk about. I mean, during the next section.
We're new sponsors. Our first sponsor of the show, Armor Colostrum. Guys, head on over to tryarmor.com/LFATV. tryarmor.com/LFATV. Frankie, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
Parry goes, you want to try it? You got to try it. Go try it. You'll feel amazing. Sabrina tried it. Producer Frankie's amazing wife. So go to Armor Colostrum. You want to try it? And use promo code LFA TV for 15% off. All right, guys. Also, do not forget about our next sponsor, Done With Debt. Guys, they're called debt traps, and if you don't get out from under them right now, the debt trap will consume you and swallow you whole. Listen, it's not your fault. You didn't have the credit card company jack up interest rates. You didn't create the rampant inflation. These things are happening, and the only way to get out from under it, if you are having problems, is to do something about it. And I'm talking like today, because a lot of the solutions are time sensitive. So, guys, you got to go to donewithdebt.com. They're the brilliant debt relief strategists. First thing they do. They stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they act as a shield, a force field, to protect you from these. We'll call them, bill collectors. Can we call them vermin? I mean, we call the illegals. They don't like when we use the term vermin. IRS, they will stand between you and them. They'll get you on the way to financial solvency. They'll protect you and tell them LFA TV sent you. So free, no obligation consultation. DoneWithDebt.com. Go there right now. Let's go, Frankie. And do not forget about the LFA TV store, guys. Head over to LFA TV. US right now. Go to the LFA TV store. Go shop it. You got so many amazing things. LFA TV store. And go to LFA TV US on X. Amazing. They're pumping out content. Jeremy was in East Palestine, Ohio on Saturday. It was truly phenomenal. And, they're doing great work. He's doing great work. Everyone's doing great work. So make sure you become a monthly donor if you can. And we really appreciate that. Because for the next 8 days, Frankie, oh my God, 8 days. We're going to be going strong. I can't believe it. 8 days. All right.
Crazy.
Let's get back into it.
We're getting back into it. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. I am Mike Crispy. That is producer Frankie. We were at MSG. We had a great time, and we're both exhausted today, but rightfully so. I mean, we were, there supporting President Trump. Frankie, you wanted to give a little talk about some experience? Take a minute, Frankie.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm talking to Mike like the day before, right? I'm like, what time do you think I should get there? Like, what's the usual situation? He's like, get there at 11. I'm going to get there at 11. I'm like, all right, perfect. So I'm talking to my wife. We're like, you know what? Let's get there for 10. Right, 9:30, 10. So we get there about 9:30, and I walk up to where the instructions say the VIPs are to go, and I look at the NYPD officer. I say, "This is the VIP line?" She's like, "Yeah, it is." I'm like, "I look, it's already." And the email that we've received, all of us, it said line will start at 11:30. Get there by 1 o'clock latest to get in. This is like 9:30 a.m. and the VIP line is 3 blocks down. I'm like, oh crap, like this is a problem. Yeah, so Crispy gets in at like 11. I'm like, where are you at? He's like, he sends me a picture of where he is online. I'm like, well, someone lets you in on that line, mister. He's like, listen, do what you got to do. Well, let me just explain. So I get it. Like Crispy was literally like taken right in from everyone. And then I come back and I'm going back and forth with Kevin. And Kevin's like, just come in. I got a spot for you. Got to go through this little hole in the fence, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. We got a spot, whatever. But then we realized like when the gates open up, you could tell like people are cutting and like it's getting to a point where it's getting a little like, oh, we might not get in. Like this is kind of crazy. I start panicking. I see Kevin. I see Kevin in like the distance. I call him. I'm like, I don't think we're getting in. This is a problem. He literally turns around. I'm like, you see me? He's like, no. I'm like waving. He goes, he literally, legend, walks over. He was working the event. Kevin just walks over, like past Secret Service, like just acts like so legit, like, oh, over here, you got, we, hey, you over there, Frank, we need you to get in right now. You got to go take care of some stuff for us. And like, we just sneak right through this little hole in the fence, and then boom. So thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Crispy, for both getting me into this beautiful venue. Well, I appreciate it.
I got to tell you guys.
And there was no dig there, Crispy, by the way, just to be fair.
No, it's okay. It was swamped. You know what, by the way, also yesterday when I got to the rally, I had literally no voice. I'm talking zero.
Zero.
Zero. I couldn't talk. I actually got it back by drinking like a gallon of hot tea. But I usually am very like in command of these things. But I couldn't. Sorry. I couldn't talk.
You still can't.
I'm better now. It was even worse than this. No, yesterday I was like this. So I'm better. But you know, it's funny, Frankie, is that when I, right around the time that I first met Kevin, I was working for RSBN. I had known Kevin a little bit, but I was working for RSBN. And, you know, he's a nice guy, Long Island guy. And there was a line at a CPAC or something, and I was working for RSBN and Secret Service, everything was like down the block again. And Kevin's like, can you get me in, saying that you're interviewing me? Or no, he said, can you get me in? You're with media. Can you help me get in with media or whatever? Kevin didn't have anything. He was just attending. And so I went to the agent and I said, oh, I need him for an interview on media. I need him for an interview. We got the cameras rolling right now. And I put Kevin in. So it's called returning the favor. So Kevin returned the favor that I did for him in 2021 at CPAC.
People don't forget. Kevin's listening, by the way. He asked. He wanted to call in. If you weren't on Zoom, I'd be able to call him in. But
that was the day that Trump was speaking at like a CPAC or something, and I helped Kevin, like, you know, back in the line. This might have been during Trump's presidency. This was no, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was post presidency, but Trump was speaking at it anyway. Yes, yeah, so I did that for Kevin. Kevin does it for Frankie. We're all big one happy family. All right. Speaking of one big family, Democrats want to abolish the family. I mean, they really are intent of it. That's literally the theme of their rallies. It's funny at Trump rallies. They talk about, you know, family, God, you know, America first values, our shared traditions. Democrat rallies, this is literally what they do. And they call us the crazy people. Roll it.
Necessarily becoming ill and dying. Nationwide. I think someone needs some medical assistance over here.
If only there was a doctor around.
Isn't that amazing? That's the combo. I said, bring up the abortion doctor to talk about abortion. Somebody has a medical episode and they just go, sorry, we can only talk about killing babies and destroying the family. We can't help you when you have a medical problem. Best metaphor ever for the Democrat Party. And you know, what's funny is they could keep calling Trump a fascist, Hitler, dictator, all this. And Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, actually, he had something to say about all this. They asked him about it. And, you know, I was interested, actually, and I was looking this up about the venue, Madison Square Garden. Like, you know, James Dolan owns the venue, and I've always known James Dolan because he owns the Knicks and all that. And, like, the Knicks aren't good, so I'm like, this guy needs to sell the team, all that stuff. But I kind of read into him this morning. I was reading into, like, who is James Dolan? Because, like, you know, Trump thanked him and all that, and he owns the team, and the venue was just – again, it was packed in, but it was beautiful. I mean, it was really a well set up venue. The lights and everything was beautiful. I'm like, who is this guy? And actually, Frankie, he has been a supporter of Trump. Like, he doesn't talk to the press, but he's been a longtime supporter of Trump. He got married at Mar-a-Lago. He's been a member of Mar-a-Lago. I think he donated $300,000 to Trump when they attacked him, you know, for supporting him. He doubled down on it. He didn't back down. So, you know what? James Dolan has got my for that. And then he like hosted the rally, you know, because that's his arena. I give him an A. I'm a fan now. I'm a James Dolan. He can own the team as long as he wants guy. So here's Eric Adams talking about the rally. Bro.
You know, I have been had those terms hurled at me by some political leaders in the city, using terms like Hitler and fascists. My answer is no. I know what Hitler has done, and I know what a fascist regime looks like. I think, as I've called over and over again, that the level of conversation, I think we could all dial down the temperature. And I've heard people say that the former president should not be able to have a rally in Madison Square Garden. I strongly disagree. This is America. This is New York. And I think it's important that we allow individuals to exercise their right to get their message clear to New Yorkers. And our job as a city and as a police department is to make sure they could do that in a peaceful way.
I got to tell you, Eric Adams there. I mean, he must have had a come to Jesus. He might, oh, born again Eric Adams over here. You know, amazing. So, again, like, was it fascist? Was it horrible? Let's listen to some more footage from the rally. Here is Tucker Carlson, the GOAT, who I thought gave a phenomenal speech. Here was some of my favorite moments from him.
He's liberated us in the deepest and truest sense. And the liberation he has brought to us is the liberation from the obligation to tell lies. Donald Trump has made it possible for the rest of us to tell the truth about the world around us. And that's the single most liberating thing you can do for people. If you want to enslave people, if you want to degrade them, force them to tell lies. And they have. They forced us to lie about everything at gunpoint, effectively. They put people in prison for refusing to lie. And not just the obvious lies that men can become women or Vladimir Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. No, honestly, he did. January 6th was an insurrection. They were unarmed, but it was very insurrection-y. Not even the obvious ones, but the big lie. You know what the big lie is? The big lie is that they're impressive. That's what the big lie is. That the people in charge have somehow earned the right to rule over you, and they haven't. And you know that. These are the single most useless people in the United States. They have no skills whatsoever. They've got three quarters of the money, and they didn't earn it. They set up a system precisely for the purpose of awarding themselves wealth and power when it's undeserved. You look at Liz Cheney and you ask yourself, honestly, what skill could she possibly have that allowed her to send hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths? Did she earn that? I don't think she did. No fair system would make Liz Cheney powerful. No fair system would make Larry Fink rich. No fair system would elevate someone like Kamala Harris to a presidential nomination. She's never been accused of doing anything useful. She has precisely no achievements. She's a nominee without getting a single vote. She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful, and then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No.
Let's go. I'm telling you, oh my goodness, that's so horrifying. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that somebody would, in an articulate, clear, compact manner, sum up the state of affairs how it is right now. It is pretty funny, Frankie. It's like, what the hell, these people, like all the people who rag on us, what do they do for society? If they didn't have us, how would the society exist? They can't do anything.
Like, they can kill babies.
Like, listen, if you had a society that was, if you split the country in half and you put all the leftists on the West Coast and all the right wingers on the East Coast and you split it down the middle, I can guarantee okay, that the left wing society would not last very long. They literally cannot do basic things. You just wouldn't have it. Like the most basic things that keep communities and states and everything running. Like infrastructure-based, service-based, just good, honest work farming. Like, you have nothing. you have the gender studies majors and the BLM crowd and the purple haired freaks. That's your economy. There's your gig economy right there. It's amazing. So went on again, went on amazing. J.D. Vance. Here's some J.D. Vance. Roll it.
Now, the other day, CNN asked if she had made any mistakes as vice president. Now, here's what she actually said, and I am quoting word for word. She said, in my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well versed on issues, and I think that is very important.
In my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well versed on issues, and I think that is very important. It's a mistake not to be well versed on an issue and feel compelled to answer a question.
If you doubt the popularity of Kamala Harris, if you doubt that she is not a popular, formidable candidate, well, then you are a racist, Nazi bigot. If you don't accept that answer, racist, Nazi bigot. So funny. So that was J.D. Vance. And then we had multiple African-Americans on the stage, CEO of Death Row Records, and also our boy, Elon Musk. Okay, again, he voted for Biden in 2020. Can't even believe it. But Elon Musk is just, I mean, you want to talk about bang for buck? You want to talk about putting your money where your mouth is? Elon Musk is our guy. I mean, he's proven it. He really did a great job. The energy was amazing. He's been a great supporter. Trump loves him. Here's some Elon Musk.
Oh! All right. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA. I'm dark, gothic MAGA. Well, it's the energy in this room is incredible. What a great group of people.
All right, I've only got one question for you, and then I'm getting out of here because this is your stage. But we set up Doge.
Yes.
How much do you think we can rip out of this wasted $6.5 trillion Harris-Biden budget?
Well, I think we can do at least $2 trillion.
Yeah!
Yes.
$2
trillion. I mean, at the end of the day, you're being taxed. You're being taxed. All government spending is taxation. So whether it's direct taxation or all government spending, it's either becomes inflation or it's direct taxation. Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that. We're going to get the government off your back and out of your pocketbook. And America's just not just going to be great. America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing! Now,
it's my favorite Elon software
you
update.
You guys are awesome. Honestly, this is like... Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of positive energy that America is all about.
Oh my goodness, so good. All right, Frankie, we're gonna for the sake of time. I mean, but it was really just so, Elon was just amazing. So, I mean, again, like, oh, we're gonna, like, what was the message? We have a theme here on the show today. We're showing you a variety of pretty much old speakers. I mean, again, there's so many good ones. We can only fit in so many into this 1 hour show. But we're showing you that the themes were very, very upbeat and positive, from Elon Musk, the politicians, to the business people, to the regular people who just knew Trump's family and got on stage. Come on. Yes, Frankie.
Mike, and shout out to Elon, because, I mean, I don't know if you I don't know if you were getting the same compliments, but I mean, the dark, the dark MAGA. I was literally like, people were offering money for my hat. I'm not even kidding. It was it was insane. Every single part. I would get tapped on the back. People walking by, like, that's a good one. That's a nice one. Just people, dark MAGA, dark MAGA. I'm like, let's go. Let's go.
How do you have that? Your boy had the foresight. I said, this hat is going to be a hit one day.
It's true.
And like, I bought it. It's true. I'm not.
Mike Crispy, he calls me. He goes, I got a surprise for you. I ordered two of the black MAGA hats. And literally a week later, Elon Musk gets up and it becomes the most popular hat, impossible to get anywhere. Like, sold out, impossible to get. Like, Mike, I was with the foresight.
I'm like, this thing is very cool. So, I mean, come on. We got, you know, again, everyone's like, oh, Mike Crispy never fails to compliment himself. But, you know, I mean, Elon Musk, Mike Crispy on this thinking alike. Okay, just kidding. Just kidding.
Come
on. Just kidding. Get back. He's so egotistical. All right. Anyway, what about Trump? What about our boy Trump? Someone's great. How about Trump? Hilarious. Talking about Kamala and her teleprompter going out wrong.
3 weeks ago, she was saying there was only 32 days left, right? And she's reading it like, there's 32 days, and it stopped. And she went, there's 32 days. 32. 32. And I was watching.
Today we got 32 days until the election. So 32 days. 32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. All right. 32 days. And we know we will do it.
I said, this isn't pretty. 32. She was gone. And then, damn it, it kicked back on. She was gone. So you're up there all alone. We don't go 32. Oh, my God. Whatever. Kamala Harris is a train wreck who has destroyed everything in her path.
Oh, I love this man.
So, yes, Trump was on fire. And then let's get the Trump closing remarks, Frankie. Let's squeeze that in.
The nation that we all love. We bleed the same blood. We share the same home, and we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down, and we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender. Together we will fight, 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 and we will win, win, win. We're going to win, win, win. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
America, gonna make America safe, healthy, powerful. Oh my goodness, can't believe it. Absolute total victory incoming. That was epic. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Ooh. Boom.
All right, guys. I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the show today. We continue to roll on here a little over the time, but we are killing it today. So much to show you. What a great episode this has been, flying by. And our next sponsor is Kalshi. Guys, the election is just eight days away. So do you want to make money in the election? Do you want free money? Do you like what you saw at Madison Square Garden last night? Do you want to bet the long shot odds of New York going red? or on any of the swing states, or on the House or the Senate or on the presidency, you guys now need to go to Kalshi.com/crispy. Guys, Kalshi.com is the one and only legalized platform in this country to bet on any type of future proposition. Just like the stock market, you buy stocks. Now you can buy shares in outcomes of events. Okay. And if you were at the rally yesterday, Kalshi was all over the place. Literally, Kalshi shit all over. Sorry.
Yeah, I saw a lot.
Kalshi. And so we're very proud. It's very legit. I love walking by. Like, that's our sponsor. Kalshi has it. Guys, Kalshi.com/crispy is the website. Go to Kalshi.com/crispy right now. And you will be ready to go. Kalshi.com/crispy, ready to go. You bet $50, then you will win. If you bet $50, you will win $20, get $20 in free play. So Kalshi.com, $50 bet, $20 in. I think you should bet the whole entire mortgage on it because it's a lot. A lot.
Don't listen okay? to that one.
All these races, Kalshi.com/crispy. Let's go. All right. Guys, do not forget about LFP Farms, guys, at LFPFarms.com. Promo code crispy, guys, you guys know it. I woke up this morning, Madison Square Garden, feeling great. And then I felt even better because I used my LFP bar soap to take a shower. Guys, LFP Farm is made out of goat milk soap, which is it's a goat milk, which is amazing. It's naturally fortifying for your skin. It replenishes dead skin cells. It's all natural, all the ingredients in there. Lip balms, lotions, beard oil products, soaps. It is all made from the goat milk. So, guys, Kalshi.com/crispy, OPFarms.com, promo code crispy, 15% off at OP. Yes, Frank.
Yeah, it was just so funny because, the Secret Service, they give you this whole list of, like, things you can't bring. And, like, pocketbooks were one of them, right? So my wife had, I had her wallet in my jacket and all these different things. And the only thing my girl had was her cell phone and an OFP chapstick. That was the utility at the rally. Love it.
Let's go. OFP is all you need. You want to go to Trump rally? All you need is your ID and some OFP. How about that? A little rhyme. Wonderful. All right, Frank, let's roll back into it.
We're going to roll back into it, Mike, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to address the Democrat latching on to this line from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe at the rally. This is the whole Puerto Rican Hinchcliffe. I actually know who he is. So a lot of people didn't know who he was.
He's the man.
But he is the man. I mean, he's legitimately hilarious. I actually first saw him. I went to a Joe Rogan comedy show in Madison Square Garden one time. And he opened for him, and I'm like, this guy is even funnier than Rogan. I mean, he was so funny. Like, he literally was so good. And he's had Tucker Carlson on, like, his comedy podcast. And, like, he's good. I mean, he's legitimately very funny. Now, he is what you would call an insult comic. That is that you do your comedy off of crude humor, making incendiary and insulting remarks. We used to have a country where that was okay. I mean, there was actually a clip. I forget who it was, but it was an old, what was the guy's name? I'll look it up after we roll it. But it was Ronald Reagan having an insult comic at one of his, like, big gals, and he was just roasting everybody mercilessly. That would have got him canceled and everyone going crazy in 2024. But this was Tony Hinchcliffe yesterday, and I thought it was fine. Roll it.
A lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there. Again, normally I don't follow the national anthem, everybody. This isn't exactly a perfect comedy setup. There's some people here. All right. Very good. I like it. I have other policies that I think should be implemented as well. Like, me personally, I think football.
Oh, we got cut off there.
So Tony Hinchcliffe gives that line. Everyone's like, oh, my goodness. Guys, listen, you can take a joke, obviously. You know, Puerto Rico. How about the fact that Puerto Rico, President Trump sent them all the supplies and all the leaders of Puerto Rico hid it in a warehouse and essentially scrapped it so Trump wouldn't get credit for saving it from the hurricane? Again, they always like to use Puerto Rico as the scapegoat. All the Puerto Ricans were saying, who cares? Like, we know we can take a self-deprecating joke. And that's what it is. So, and by the way, it was Don Rickles. Look up Don Rickles, Ronald Reagan, And I watched that little clip last night, and I said, people have been doing this forever, but now all of a sudden you can't make any jokes, so they're off limits. So I thought it was funny. I thought it was, you know, obviously, you know, you're making fun of everybody in that situation. And again, if you watch comedy, that's the type of stuff that they do. That wasn't like out of bounds for a normal comedy performance. You make fun of people together. I mean, you make fun of everybody. It's part of the thing. This was him talking about Diddy. This is also very funny. Roll it.
I don't know about you guys, but I think that Travis Kelce might be the next O.J. Simpson.
It's hilarious. It's very funny.
Feels good in here. The other side's got a lot of crazy endorsements. Swift, Eminem, Leo DiCaprio, Beyonce. Every day the Democratic Party looks more and more like a P. Diddy party. Oh,
there you go. Okay. So I mean, again, like, Frankie, what do you think about that? You know Tony's work. You're familiar with it.
Yeah, I mean, I we don't really have much time, but I'd like to, like, play the rest of that clip because he just gets into, he's like, how do you vote for anyone else? This man took a bullet for us. Like, you know, it's like, first of all, I love Tony. I'm a huge fan of the Kill Tony podcast, which is the podcast where he basically has, like, random new comedians, like, picked out of a hat, do a 1 minute set and get roasted by, like, professional comedians. It's great. But for him to come out and, like, no one knew that he was, like, a, you know, he's not a political guy. He's never said any, you know, he's never said anything left or right. So for him to just come out, like, he's just blowing up as, like, as a comedian. He's been, like, working his ass off for years, but he's finally hit, like, the spotlight. And for him to go out there on that stage and endorse Trump is just incredible, I think.
It deserves a lot of respect. It really does. And people who are like, oh, there's a setup, and it's like, oh, it wasn't the time and place. It's like, shut up. It's like, stop buying. I hear it all the time with Republicans. Stop buying into the narrative that the liberals set. You set the narrative. Don't let them set the narrative. Frankie makes great points. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere. All right, guys, we are absolutely flying. I got to be really quick here for the sake of time. So here's what we got to do. One, I need you guys to rumble this video. Okay, rumble, rumble, rumble. Two, I need you guys to go to collect45.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 20% off your order. All of President Trump's most iconic moments, and I guarantee you, they will have a MSG coin. I guarantee it. They're real gold, real silver, real copper coins. That means they have value and they gain value and they accrue in value, period. But the price of the coins are not going up on the website. So right now, they even got the Fight, Fight, Fight coin. All of them, silver, gold, copper, own a piece of history. Collect it all. Make your own Trump collection, okay? Pass it down to generations as they try to erase history and spread the fake news. This will tell the story forever. And it's going to have value and gain forever because we all know the dollar is fugazi. So guys, collect45.com, promo code CRISPY for 20% off your order. They are great. We love them. Thank you. So we call speed read. And make sure you guys are subscribed to, I just made that up. Make sure you guys are subscribed to rumble.com/CRISPY. Rumble.com/CRISPY, where we also, people are always asking me about that. Rumble.com/CRISPY, where we air the show every day. For people who are super fans, like just want to find that show. Make sure you go to rumble.com/CRISPY. Make sure you guys are subscribed. We're trying to get 10,000 subscribers here by the end of the year. We're on our way. We're relatively new there. But please, if you watch here, just subscribe there. Just give us a sub. Give us a sub. We'll appreciate it very much. All right, Frankie. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom.
I wish we could do live chess tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah.
Let's get back into it, Frankie.
We're going to get back into it. And I did see a message asking if we voted. I am voting directly after this episode. So that's your answer. All right.
I'm voting this weekend.
Love it. All right. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to wrap the show with this. You know, Trump always has the performance, right? He has the performance. By the way, I didn't even get to show Hulk. All these, like, really cool things that I wanted to show didn't even make it here, like Hulk Hogan, Dana White. I mean, it really was, I mean, Dr. Phil, like, it really was, like, you know, a sight to behold. I love Chris Macchio. I like him because he's a great paisan. And he's kind of blown up in fame because he's the singer. He's Trump's tenor, as he calls himself. And he does the singing. And this was the beautiful way the rally ended last night. Beautiful, amazing, successful, tremendous, stupendous. Frankie, take it away.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I'm
Middletown blues are melting away.
And I wish we could roll the whole thing. We're out of time. Guys, appreciate you guys. Love you guys. That's all the time we have. We'll see you tomorrow. We keep it America First, Bold, Unafraid. And you better believe, with 8 days left still, we're always just getting started. See you guys tomorrow.